You smell good. You smell like lavender. Something floral but pleasant. Mingles perfectly with my cedar, bringing out the best parts of me. No need to squirm, Omega. You're nice and safe in Alpha's arms. There's no reason to be nervous. You're safe with me. Do you remember last night? That's all right. I'll fill you in, little one. But only if you behave yourself for me. It's going to be a lot of information, and you might get a bit overwhelmed. You're a mated Omega now. And being mated to me triggered an early heat. Well, more intensive heat. We've been together all night, and you've only just gotten lucid enough to understand what's happening. I know right now you're freaking out. You're scared, you're in shock. But it's okay. I've got you, little one. It's all going to be okay. Alpha's right here. I'm not going anywhere, Omega, so there's no need to panic. You're not gonna be alone. Oh, I know. It's okay. You don't remember it, but this was kind of the only option. Things were starting to get bad, and I made a snap judgment. You can hate me if you want. I wouldn't blame you. I would probably hate myself too if I was an Omega in your position. But it was the only way to protect you. Are you willing to hear what happened? I was walking home from work. I smelled a distressed Omega and started to follow the scent. I kept walking and the scent started to change. It went from distress to a more heat scent. I was smelling an Omega that was scared and going into heat. Something probably triggered your heat. Whether you changed the presence or something, I'm not really sure. Either way, I was following the scent, and that's when I found you. A few other alphas were surrounding you, and you were whining all high and confused. I don't know if you knew where you were or what was happening. You were obviously not in the right frame of mind. I saw those alphas, and I knew I had to do something. So I stepped in. I claimed you so that one bad decision wouldn't get worse. When I saw them crowding you, I saw red, little one. Maybe it was something in your scent, but every instinct was screaming at me to protect you, my love. So I did what any alpha would do. I decided in that moment, I wasn't going to let anything bad happen to you. I was able to make them back down. Lots of posturing and vague threats that really wouldn't have gone anywhere. But luckily for you and me, I'm intimidating enough that it worked. I crouched down, covered you in my jacket so you weren't shivering and cold. And I brought you home with me. I couldn't get an answer out of you, and I didn't want to just dig through your pockets. This was already so ordinary, well, out of the ordinary for me. I don't go around saving Omegas and things, and you kind of have me really flustered and I'm out of my element right now. I know I wouldn't have been able to sleep if I had walked by and let those alphas do what they wanted to do to you. I brought you back to my place, offered to wash your clothes, gave you my bed for the night with food and water, and that was that. I was gonna say goodnight. I was going to let you wait out your heat here, and then you can just go on with your life, and I would have just been some random good Samaritan. But it's never that simple with our instincts, is it? Nope. It's not. I wasn't in my right mind at this point. I was listening to you through the door. You were in pain. Your fingers weren't doing it. Whatever you were doing in there, it wasn't working, and you were getting so loud. It was making my inner alpha howl with need, knowing there was a suffering omega on the other side of the door. Knowing that I have what it takes to make your pain go away. It was torture. But I was determined. I really was. And then that door creaked open. You were all sweaty with slick leaking down your thighs. You reeked of sex, little one. Holding one of my dirty shirts, saying it smelled nice and it brought you comfort and made you feel safe. Oh, fuck. My alpha let out a growl, saw the fragile, vulnerable omega in front of me and needed to pin you down and mate. Your omega didn't put up a fight, enjoying every moment, begging for more. Asking for me to preach you, to mate you, that you didn't want another alpha that no one could compare. You promised me the world if I mated you. So I did. I let my instincts get the better of me, the better of us. And I bit your neck and I put my mark of ownership on you. That was the first time you came. The rest of the night is a bit of a blur, if I'm being honest. And if your scent is anything to go by, you're still very much in the heat. Being mated has helped it subside, but it's not going to stop for a few days. How long have you been suppressing your heat for? Yeah, that's what I thought. It was failed suppressants from being on them for too long, wasn't it? Figured as much. That's not healthy for you, little one. Hopefully, now that you're mated, we can get you on a healthier cycle. Can figure out a way to permanently stop heat, if that's what you want. I'm sure there's a medicine for that or something. Look. I know the start of our relationship was rocky. I know you've only known me for a few hours. But I would be willing to give this a proper try if you are. You don't have to make a decision now. But in the future. You aren't in the right state of mind when your heat's flaring up and all of that. You're starting to get distracted, aren't you? Don't lie to me, my love. I can smell it on you. Practically reeking of it. Trying so hard to focus on what your alpha's saying. Trying so hard to be good for me. It's getting to be too much, isn't it? Poor little omega. Slick between your thighs as you listen to what could have happened if someone didn't save you. So vulnerable in your heat. You're lucky that I was there to save you. Who knows what would have happened if those alphas had their way with you? You could have ended up much worse than being mated to me, little one. You could have ended up a broodmare, a breeder, or maybe something even worse. You hear about omegas being made into glorified pets. That's a fate worse than death for an omega like yourself, isn't it? That's right. You're only a good pet when it suits you, right? Yeah. Like right now. Behaving yourself is how you're going to earn my knot inside you, isn't it? Go on, Omega. Now that you're more lucid, I want to hear how polite you are. Ask your alpha for her knot. It's clear you're desperate for it. Let me hear that pretty voice of yours, Omega. Tell me what you want. Use your words. Good, Omega. Oh, that's how you get what you want. This is what you need, isn't it? To feel my cock sliding inside you, filling you up just like this. You can't get enough of it, can you? Oh, that's my good Omega. So good for me. Oh, I love how eagerly your body wraps around me. So wet and warm, eager to take my cock. Oh, that's it, my love. Let out all those noises for me. I know your heat is rough. It's okay. It's okay, my love. Alpha's here. Oh, Alpha's going to take care of you. Breathe while you take me nice and deep, little one. Just like that. Doing such a good job for me. Oh, just keep breathing while you take every inch of me. Oh, so good for me, Omega. That's it. Making Alpha feel so good. Yeah, this is all you needed, right? You just needed your Alpha's cock inside you in order to quell that fire. Oh, leaking with need from your heat. Desperate to feel my knot pumping inside you, breeding you up. Oh, and that's the only thing that grants you any relief on your heat, isn't it? A bit of alpha comes, soothes, and acts like a balm to Omegas in heat, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. Such a good Omega for me, yes. That's it. Let my cock make you feel good. Looks so pretty taking it. So lovely on your back for me. Oh, that's it. Melt into my touch. Melt into the pleasure. Oh, it feels so good to take your mate's cock, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. That's a good Omega. If being mated feels like this, you could get used to it, couldn't you? Such an amazing Omega, moaning underneath me. Oh, so perfect, even getting lost in the haze of pleasure. Oh, keep it up, little one. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes, making Alpha so happy, making me so proud of you. Oh, love how you're making me feel, Omega. Being able to bury my cock into such an inviting hole. Hearing you moan. Moan with every thrust. Rocking against me and helping the both of us get closer. Oh, fuck. Right there, yeah. You're doing such a good job of making me feel so good. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, it feels so good to have an alpha help you with your heat, doesn't it? No more having to handle these by yourself. No more having to worry if you have to go into a heat center or ask a friend for a favor. You have an alpha now. An alpha to take care of you, to help you through your heat, to give you a knot, to breed you and give your body what it craves. Oh, I know that's what you need to come, my love. It's what every Omega in heat needs, a knot from their mate. Oh, it makes it feel that much better, that much easier to come, right? When you're doing your instincts. Well, that's right. Embracing your instincts of submission instead of fighting them. Offering your eager hole to your alpha to fuck like a good omega. Oh, so well behaved for me, my love. Oh, you're so good for me. Yeah. Oh, making me feel so fucking good. That's it, my love. Keep taking me nice and deep. It feels so good, doesn't it? Getting closer with every thrust inside you, every drag of my hips against yours. Oh, fuck, it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. That's a good omega for your alpha. Oh, taking it so well, making me feel so good. Oh, just like that little one. The pleasure building up in your gut as your legs wrap around me, pulling me tighter. Oh, can't get enough of it, can you? So lost to your own pleasure, to your own heat, that you couldn't care less about who I am. All you know is that I'm taking away that burning feeling, that I'm making you feel good, that your mate's helping you. Oh, fuck, getting closer. Oh, to your own orgasm. Moaning, asking for more, pleading for more. Oh, you take what I give you, don't you? Oh, that's your job as my omega, isn't it? To take what Alpha gives you and to come on her not. Oh, that's what I thought. That's right. So fucking tight around me, gripping me like your life depends on it. Already trying to milk it, are you? I know, so desperate to feel it inflating inside you, to feel it breeding you. Oh, you love the little twitches it does inside you while pumping you full of my seed, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. So good for me, my love. You sound amazing like this, Omega. Oh, should always be like this, with a cock stuffed inside your tight hole. Always on the verge of orgasm, your pleasure building constantly. Oh, fuck. I can't focus on anything else except for me, except for how good you feel, right? Oh, you're so close, aren't you? You just need my nut to feel faster. Catching against your hole, slowly expanding. Oh, but it's not getting bigger quick enough, is it? Oh, you want me to breed you full right now? Want to feel my cock twitching inside you as my seed spills and soothes you? Oh, fuck, that's what Omega's in heat need. That's what you're going to get, little O. Oh, yes, it is. It's okay. It's okay. Alpha's going to take care of you. Just keep breathing for me, little O. Keep breathing for Alpha while you keep taking her cock nice and deep. Oh, you're being so good for me. Oh, keep being patient just like that. Such a good little O for Alpha. Oh, doing such a good job for me. Yes, yes, you are. Oh, I'm so proud of you, my love. Yeah. Oh, taking me so well, making me feel so good. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close, Omega. I want you to get close like me. Can you do that? Can you get close like your Alpha? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that's so good, little one. So good for your Alpha. Following instructions just like that. Oh, you feel so good, don't you? Oh, that's right. That's a good Omega. Oh, right there, little O. So fucking close. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you make me feel so good, my love. So good for your alpha. Oh, you want my knot so badly, don't you? You keep feeling it expanding inside you, stretching you out, and you know what comes next. You know what you need next. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can't help how you're clenching around me. It just feels that good, doesn't it? Oh, your instincts. They want my knots. They want me to come inside you too. Oh, just like a good omega. So good for your alpha. Trying to get me to breed you. Just like that, my love. Oh, fuck. Trying to get every ounce of cum out. Oh, that's a good omega. It's so close. Oh, fuck, I can't even think. I can't even speak. It just feels so good. It's all-consuming, little O. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Alpha's so close, little one. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to hold off much longer. Right there. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, I love how you feel, little O. The best. The best all I could ask to fucking... That's a good omega. So good for me. Milking my knot and snuggling into my chest. Such a sweet little O. Yeah. I'll make this right, okay? I know that's a lot right now. But I'm gonna make this right for the both of us. This isn't ideal. I know you probably had ideas for how your life would turn out, and I just ruined them all. But I'm not gonna let that stop me. I'll find a way to get this annulled or fixed, or I don't know. I'll come up with something that will let you be free and make sure that we're not tied together so that you can be an independent person. Just give me time and I'll make it right. It's the least I could do, so please, will you give me time to make this right?